This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z from Z Media, continuing this important, crucial, groundbreaking coverage on the most important story in the world right now out of New Zealand. We're joined now by Hannah Spira from Counterspin Media, who, let me just say, has done such an incredible job, whether it be on air or behind the scenes. I've been dealing with Hannah, you know, on multiple occasions over the past 3 years, and she's just such a person of integrity, such a hard worker, and has done an incredible job on this story from New Zealand on Barry Young, working with Liz Gunn. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, Maria. Thanks for having me on.
It's wonderful to see you. Well, Hannah, I think, you know, very important to continue this coverage and do so from all angles. And what I really want to talk to you about today is the importance of more whistleblowers coming forward. I also want to talk about, you know, the incredible costs that something like this story comes with, but how it's worth it. And I guess from your perspective, why it was so important to get this story out, why it's important to keep it alive. So, you know, please take it away, Hannah.
Look, I think the most important thing is for people on our side, no matter which organization they're part of, no matter which alternative media they're part of, when a story like this comes to light, that we all support it and we all amplify it and we all amplify each other. We don't have to necessarily agree on every single thing all the time, but getting messages out when people are down, supporting whistleblowers who are risking everything, I mean, I don't know why anyone wouldn't support this story. People are often a lot very hesitant to get behind something like this when it comes out. But Liz Gunn, you know, she does her due diligence. She's very thorough. We looked at the information as well. We tried very hard to get it overseas for a long time. But, I mean, of course people are hesitant. They need to know that it's legitimate. But as soon as, you know, the experts looked at it, they were willing to run with it. And then people like Steve Kirsch picked it up. And it's gone around the world now. So that's all I can say is don't get into personal politics, party politics, personality issues. When the truth is there, we've all got to get behind it.
Yes, I note, and I agree with you, Hannah. People need to be looking over everything that comes out with a fine-tooth comb. And I note that there have been a couple of people who initially gave their assessment and said, well, I'm not really so sure about this particular aspect of the data. I'm still looking into it. One particular user on X spoke to Steve and said, right, well, I'm having another look now. I understand the paper dose system, how it works now, and why this data is so crucial. So I really do encourage everyone to have a look at Steve Kirsch's Substack, where he has explained all of this. And I actually just did an interview as well with a former Pfizer employee, Karen Kingston, who spoke about the paper dose system. And having worked in Big Pharma, that interview's up on zmedia.com. So her, having worked for Big Pharma and worked for Pfizer, explained how these systems actually work. And so I do encourage everyone to have a look at that, because that will explain specifically the paper dose system.
Yeah, and I mean, Barry did actually make that clear on the initial video that this is only one data set. This is only one paper dose. There's obviously a number of these in New Zealand and around the world, so he didn't have access to all of those, so it wasn't going to be the entire New Zealand population and all their jab history. But, of course, like you say, yeah, there's a paper dose system, and it is obviously has to be very accurate because, you know, people need to get paid, there's money changing hands, and, you know, that's the way business goes, I guess. It's costing a lot of lives, and I'm just so glad that this information is out there. It started a massive discussion. There's been a lot of controversy around it. Controversy is good at this point because it makes people look at the data. People want to say it's fake. People want to say that Barry is, you know, controlled opposition, or Liz Gunn is not legitimate. Okay, all these things can get thrown out there, but the more people question, the better. And eventually, hopefully, if they've got actually real discernment, they will see this information for what it is. They'll see Barry is genuine. They'll see that Liz is genuine. We're genuine.
We've got to go to break, Hannah. We've got to go to break. Stay with me. We'll continue on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
Cyber Week 2023, the biggest sale of the year, is now live. Store-wide free shipping on any order, double Patriot points, that's 10% off your next order, and up to 60% off on best-selling products. And X2, sold out for more than a year, that is the game-changing element in your body that counters the fluoride, everything. Nobody else has got it. Limited supply, X2 is discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got sales right here, as much as 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 60% off. Brain Force Ultra, fast acting, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, green fiber capsules, down out sleep support, 50% off. Vasobeats, finally back in stock, 40% off. Bodies about to sell out, 40% off. The list goes on and on. And get a copy of my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance, all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. We're here with Hannah Spira from Counterspin Media. I want to say, Hannah, before this data came out, I actually interviewed Liz and she told me this is going to be whopping. I personally have not seen any private information of anyone. I was never provided with that. I've seen what everyone else has seen and what I know, having dealt with you and Liz in the background, is that immense, immense care was taken to protect patient data. I had a user on X say, is private data was released. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. This is why this coverage today is so, so crucial on InfoWars. You'll hear it here first. You'll hear it accurately here, because the media will do whatever they can to cast doubt into the minds of the population. But I want to ask you, Hannah, from the New Zealand population, apart from the few that are believing the mainstream media, do you believe that this is, spreading across the people? Are people starting to ask questions? Are more people joining the fight?
Look, I personally believe that more people are joining the fight each and every day. I mean, I've been watching Alex for years. For years, I felt like I was alone. After COVID hit, boom, it's been like a landslide. So many people, like snowball effect. People have been waking up, en masse. I would like to think that this is going to have a massive effect on people actually looking at information, understanding it. There are people in the mainstream or on the edge of the mainstream talking about it now, again, trying to dismiss it. They always call us cookers or conspiracy theorists. But eventually, these people are going to have to look back and say, hey, you guys have been right from day one. And the real main thing is now is that people who are fully awake, even if it's, just the 3.5%, whatever, these are the people on the margins that make the real difference. We don't need to wait for the mass. We don't need to wait for the wobbly middle to wake up, because it's the 3.5%. Get up off their butts and put up enough pressure on our politicians. If we email Winston Peters, our Deputy Prime Minister, en masse, we put enough pressure on this new government. It doesn't take, the whole population to wake up to actually enact real change.
Yes, I agree with you. And I think that sharing the information, I note that, I put out Liz's video on Instagram where she gave the first update after Barry had been arrested, and the number of New Zealanders tagging Winston Peters in the comments was fantastic to see. We need to be screaming for these politicians to look at this data. It's very simple. What Barry said with Alex earlier is crucial for everyone to understand. He tried to get politicians to respond to this. He sent it to them. He tried to do the right thing as an employee and say, hey, we've got a safety signal here. Someone needs to look at this. And so when you have every single person that's responsible in the country for the people of that country refusing to address a crime, refusing to address the death of their own citizens and why it's happening, what other choice do people have other than to appeal to the public? And so right now the public has the information. It's their information. Now they need to en masse put pressure on the media, the leaders. Would you agree, Hannah?
absolutely. And I do want to clarify a couple of points here, Maria, because people are trying to criticize Barry and, you know, say that he didn't follow, you know, protocol as a whistleblower. Well, here you go, everybody. He's done the right thing. He's talked to his employers. He's gone to every single MP. What other choice did he have but to go public? Secondly, they're saying that, you know, Liz Gunn was unprofessional in terms of she pressured Barry and somehow didn't take great care in actually facilitating his public appearance. It was only at the very last minute that he actually decided to put his face on camera and basically man up, stand by what he's doing and not be a coward and not hide in the shadows. Everybody's saying, oh, he should have stayed anonymous. Why? Anonymity is over. It is time to stand by who you really are. Stand up and be counted, because if they come after Barry, who are they going to come after next, Maria? You and I, the next whistleblower. But the more people that stand up, the more voices that are out there, it's strength in numbers at this point.
Well, it's very easy from the sidelines to say it should have been done this way or it should have been done that way. And I understand that people, you know, have very strong opinions, and critical thinkers will always clash with one another because we are free-thinking individuals. And so I appreciate that about us. But I think that, you know, looking at this situation, having spoken with both you and Liz offline and you know, knowing how much effort has gone into this and with Steve's help and everything, I think that people have done the best that they can, the absolute best that they can with what they've got when they are being ignored, when Barry has been ignored by politicians, when Barry has been ignored by the higher-ups, trying desperately to warn them that something is very, very wrong. And we're seeing footage on the screen right now as we're talking, Hannah, of all of these people dropping, you know, these are, look, masked up and dropping, and no investigation happened after that. Oh, well, you know, there's all these coincidences. Children are dying. People are, we've got elite athletes dropping on the field. Look at this. Heart attack after heart attack after heart attack. I've got an interview coming later this week with a pilot who's decided to blow the whistle, Hannah. With a pilot who said, over 200% increase in Mayday calls around the world. This is not normal.
No, it's absolutely gaslighting at this point. These people in positions of power are absolute psychopaths. And, you know, the middle management, the lower level kind of minions, they're all just too scared. They're just getting their paycheck. You know, they don't want to lose their kind of comforts in life. And that's how they keep everybody locked in the system. That's how they keep everybody staying silent. But this is a great example. You know, Barry has thrown caution into the wind. He actually knows what's right. And this is the big point, is that what another part of the psychological operation is that they're constantly trying to cut you off from your own conscience, because we all have a conscience that's in us from birth, connected to God, however you want to look at it, and we all know right from wrong. And as soon as we wake up to the fact that this global mass genocide is actually going on, we need to actually do something and get the courage and speak up. So, you know, I take my hat off to that pilot. I saw some crazy article about, you know, somehow farts are now killing people suddenly. Like, this is becoming a joke. If people can't see these headlines, you know, tea bags or TV or climate change, all cause of sudden death syndrome, it's surely someone's playing games with us, Maria. This can't be serious.
I think it's the ultimate IQ test of the population, and anyone who is falling for some of these headlines right now, you know, sleeping too much could cause sudden death. You know, these are the types of headlines that I've seen. And so I want everyone to really take stock of the fact that every time you see one of these headlines, it's in an effort to cover up, because the mainstream media is working with the establishment. It's in an effort to cover up data that Barry has brought forward. Think about that, because he is someone like him, and he's not the only one, by the way. I interviewed Steve Kirsch many, many months ago when he got leaked data out of an Israeli Ministry of Health meeting where there were experts in that Zoom call, and I've got the footage, I've published it, experts on that Zoom call telling the Israeli Ministry of Health, we have a serious safety signal here, something has gone very wrong with these injections, and there was a cover-up followed that particular Zoom meeting. Steve and I interviewed right afterwards. We aired the footage. We showed the world. There is a cover-up happening at the Israeli Ministry of Health. We now have the New Zealand Ministry of Health. And by the way, they haven't said that the data's not legitimate. So the cover-up's different in this instance. They have admitted that the data is legitimate. It's just that they don't like that he's put it out.
Yep, that's right. The mainstream media acknowledged Barry. They did try and downplay his authority, you know, that he's not a medical expert, he's not, you know, familiar with vaccines and that kind of thing. But, yeah, it's definitely legitimate. It's definitely out there now, and, you know, the public is aware of this story. They keep trying to, of course, bring it back to Barry being a misinformation bringer. You know, there's nothing to see here, folks. And journalists in New Zealand.
Hannah, we've got to go to break. We've got to go to break. I want to continue on that particular point right after we come back, because it's so...
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Right before the break, Hannah from Counterspin Media was talking about these accusations of Barry Young, the brave whistleblower from New Zealand, who has sparked an absolute wildfire worldwide. I really hope people are not underestimating the power of what Barry has done. And we're going to talk about whistleblowers in a moment. But, Hannah, you were saying that the media is charging him, you know, with misinformation. And it's just simply a ridiculous label at this point, because the man has brought actual data. The government has admitted to the fact that this is their own data. How could it possibly be misinformation?
Oh, exactly. And it's a typical way that journalists in New Zealand operate. You know, most journalists in New Zealand don't actually have any control really about the angles of their stories. We know it's the producers, the executives. A lot of our media is owned offshore. And of course, most of your audience and the InfoWars audience knows that, you know, there's six corporations worldwide that own the media. They pick out the talking points on a daily basis, send it around the world. And, you know, at a grassroots level, it sticks to the narrative. And our faith in New Zealand media is well below 40% now. No one actually trusts the mainstream media. Winston Peters, to his credit, did actually call out the bribery and the corruption of the media within the first few days of him becoming the Deputy Prime Minister. It gave a lot of people hope. Now he needs to take it to the next step, and he needs to actually look at this data. He needs to take it seriously, and he needs to open up a COVID inquiry that has wide terms of references. It looks at the deaths, the adverse reactions. It's not just going to be a whitewash and play lip service, because we know that that is what the majority of Royal Commission inquiries do here in New Zealand. They never actually really get to the bottom of it. They simply say, you know, looking at how can we do things better next time, rather than actually holding people accountable. And this is a big difference. There is a massive crime that has been committed here. It actually needs to be a criminal investigation, and these people do need to be held accountable. We do need justice in this country, like around the world. We cannot let these people get away with it, because they will be laughing in our faces if we don't actually do the right thing and hold trials, put all the evidence out, and then actually lock them away forever, basically. Let them all rot and die in jail, as far as I'm concerned.
Look, Hannah, I agree with you. Humanity has a really, really important opportunity here. This is an opportunity. Barry has put himself on the line to present humanity with this opportunity. And so I can say, without giving too much detail, I can say that multiple politicians around the world are looking at this data. And so there is absolutely that people are paying attention. And what this data has done is provided every single country, every country can use this information to then go back to their own, you know, their own government, their own parliaments, their own senates, Congress, and spark an inquiry in their own countries. Because the reality is if the data is this in New Zealand, it's going to be the same everywhere else. Or at bare minimum, we'll find that New Zealanders were targeted differently to other countries, but I don't think so, because the excess death rates are the same in every single country. You know, I don't mean the same numbers. What I mean is the absolute spike in excess deaths has happened in every country that's highly injected right after the rollout. You cannot deny this. You're right. There's a crime. The criminals need to be held accountable. And more people are starting to call for that. And I think that the pressure needs to be there. I want to quickly say, Hannah, as well, I really want to do this, because I some very early on in the piece, did an Instagram live. It was just an Instagram live. 300 odd people were tuned in at the time. But I did a call out for whistleblowers, doctors and nurses to come out and tell the truth one day. And I was livid. I was so angry, frothing at the mouth at the camera and just saying, you are just as complicit as those who are doing this to humanity. If you don't speak, you're a coward. You're weak, you're pathetic, and every other name under the sun. I had a call from a doctor after that live. And that doctor said to me, I've not been able to sleep since I watched your Instagram live. I can't live with myself. Right now, I'm staying silent because I have people coming into my clinic and my colleagues are telling them to get more injections after they've had an adverse reaction. And so I'm trying desperately to save these patients' lives and tell them do not get any more COVID injections. But when the time comes for me to speak, I'll let you know. A few months later, and I don't want to give away the doctor's identity because I don't have permission to share that particular story, but a few months later, that doctor said to me, I can't live with myself. I can't look at myself in the mirror. I can't sleep. I have to come forward. And now, that doctor has joined an alliance of freedom doctors in Australia and is speaking. The point of me telling that story was I know that there will be, intel agencies, authorities, and other professionals that are watching this interview, Hannah, that are watching InfoWars, that have watched Barry's interview, and Liz's interview today. And I'm telling you the same thing. I hope that you cannot live with yourself every single morning when you look in the mirror, intel agencies. Every single day when you wake up and look at your spouse, that you, what you see looking back at you is the fraud that you are presenting yourself to the world as, unless you join with this brave whistleblower. And someone said to me, Hannah, not everyone's in a position to put their lives on the line. Imagine if every single three-letter agency, every single bed, every single doctor, everyone right now came out and said, enough is enough.
I just wouldn't stand anymore. If everyone just said no, which is the most powerful word in the English language, this whole thing would crumble. And I can speak from personal experience, Maria. Before this whole COVID, well, during COVID initially, I was an at-home child carer. I had my own business. And then they started mandating childhood workers in kindergartens and even the home-based childcare. And I could see exactly what was coming down the line. I had to actually fold my business because I wasn't going to take the jab. I would rather be homeless on the street before I inject myself with some sort of poison that is actually actively there to kill me. And I had to make that really hard decision. And, I moved in with Calvin. We were in a relationship. So we combined our forces. We started Counterspin. We put everything into it that we had. We didn't ask for any donations in the beginning because we felt like it was the right thing to do. And I truly had got to a place in my life personally, and this is everyone's own personal journey of how they get there and when they get there, but I got to a point where I could not live with myself if I didn't speak out. And in the early days, I was just behind the scenes because I still had the business and I had to use a pseudonym because I obviously knew that the trolls would come after me. All these fake accounts that are obviously three-letter agents online that will try and destroy your reputation. So then when they brought in the vaccines for the children here in New Zealand, that was my line in the sand, and I just thought, what the hell? I'm going to throw caution into the wind. I put my face out there, put my real name out there, and now Calvin and I have an eight-month-old son, and I really want to do this for him so that he can actually look back, and hopefully we get through all this mess in 10 or 20 years' time, and he can actually say, my mum and dad stood up. They did the right thing. They didn't cower. And we are living on the good graces of people. I mean, we certainly don't make a wage. We don't even make enough money to pay bills at this point. We're really limping along. We've got this massive court case hanging over our heads.
We've got to go to break. I'm sorry to cut you off mid-sentence, but we've got to go to break. Stay with us. We'll be right back shortly.
Supplements are the fastest growing industry in the world for the last decade, year after year, because they really work. The compounds in nature are just incredible. brand. InfoWars has some of the very best supplements there are. Can you find other great ones out there? Absolutely. But ours are amongst the very best, and they fund the InfoWar. So that makes it a 360 win. We have store-wide-free shipping for Cyber Week, only for a few more days. We have double Patriot points, and we have so many great products back in stock, like X2 and DNA Force Plus and VasoBeats and Ultra 12. Some of the products are up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. The best deals are 60% off, right down to 25% off, but these are amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. So get the best products out there and keep InfoWars at the tip of the spear in the fight at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
With Hannah Spira from Counterspin Media, who just before the break was talking about the incredible cost that speaking out and doing the right thing comes at, but that it's worth it. And so, I mean, I have to agree, you know, I can never go back to my former career, but I would never, ever want to be doing anything else other than reporting the truth to humanity and in this battle for humanity. So I'm asking everyone to support Counterspin Media. They've got a channel here on band.video. They've also got their own media outlet. Go support, share their stuff, and don't let the efforts of good people become futile. You, the public, the judges in the court of today, are the ones who can make the difference. Yes, media puts out the information. Yes, media does the groundwork, but then it is the foot soldiers out there that talk to people on the ground, that talk to people in the supermarket, that are able to share all over social media, make things viral. Who do you think made it viral? I thanked everyone in Telegram recently because I put out a few links. Hey, you can find Liz's post, Liz's update on this platform, this platform, this platform. Please go and share. And within, you know, a matter of 2 hours, it went absolutely viral. That is thanks to the public, the court of public opinion that said this is important. The world needs to know about it. So please continue to elevate and amplify the things that matter. This is how you support independent media, by getting the truth out there. I'm personally the most satisfied when I know that people have heard the truth. Hannah, back to you.
Thanks for that, Maria. Yeah, that is exactly it. People need to share the information at least. That's the least anybody can do. The toll that we are paying personally, I do want to actually link this now to Barry and his story, because we actually have the same lawyer, Matthew Haig from Frontline Lawyer. He's a great guy. He won the case here in New Zealand to ensure that the police and the defence force didn't have to be mandated into having the jab. So he's backing us in our case. We have actually been charged with sharing objectionable material because we dared to share a link to a documentary over in the UK. We shared a UK website link, and this documentary at the time was not actually deemed objectionable. It was discussing the Christchurch mosque attack here in New Zealand that happened back in March 2019. Lots of questions around that, and again, it's all in the best interest of the public that this information comes out, because the public deserves to know. Just like what Barry's done, putting information out that has now an injunction placed upon it by the Ministry of Health, and it's being actually taken off the internet as fast as anybody can upload it, this data set. And it's just like the mosque shooting, that initial live video stream obviously was censored, but anybody who wants to share even now a link to a documentary that shows snippets of that live is now facing 14 years, as we are. And, you know, and I have to actually agree with Liz. Like, to be honest, on Sunday when Barry was arrested, and because we have been sharing the story, we have been really supportive of Liz and trying to get this out, I was a little bit fearful. I actually thought that, you know, the police might be knocking on our door again, because we were raided last August. We had over 20 police come, some of them armed, with no notice, just completely raid us, arrest us, you know, and I'm facing 4 charges, not only objectionable material, but resisting arrest, not providing passwords to all our equipment. They've taken all our equipment. They've still not given it back. We have been in court probably almost, 10 times now, and we've also got a third member of the counter-spin team that has been arrested. And, you know, we've probably had to pay over $50,000 now in court case costings. And this has gone on for a long time, but this is what this tyrannical state of New Zealand does. Jacinda Ardern is leading the front on the assault on free speech with the Christchurch call. That is one of the massive things that came out of it when she met in Paris with officials from around the world, not only political but also in the tech industry. They are shutting free speech down. They are using the Christchurch mosque attack as the prime example of hate speech. And if you even try and talk about this issue, you're Islamophobic, you're a hater. No, we are not. We have Islamic friends. It's nothing about race. It's nothing about religion, nothing about colored people's skin. It's simply about getting the truth out, because there's a lot of questions around the mosque attack that the government doesn't want you to find out about. The media is certainly not asking the questions, and we are simply journalists that want to bring the truth to the people. And we've made our peace. We're willing to do what it takes. They can censor us online. They can start threatening us. They can actually take away our financial opportunities. And then, they can ruin our reputations and take us out physically if they want. But, hey, be my guest, what's the worst they can do is get me off this planet. We're living in a prison planet anyway. I'd much rather it's in some ways. I don't want to jinx myself, but who knows what happens after this lifetime. So, I'm not afraid.
Well, you know, Hannah, as someone who has faith in Jesus, I don't fear leaving this earth, but it's certainly not something I want to be doing anytime soon. You know, we have a lot of work to do for humanity here. And so I know that Jacinda Ardern has been using what happened at the Christchurch mosque. In fact, she used it as a justification inside a UN meeting. I've spoken about this meeting before. She used it as a justification to target online hate speech and misinformation. And what happened was that she actually said in that UN meeting that we are at war with, we governments are at war with the people of the world. This is something that plays on, it's actually one, in one of our ads, it's one of Z Media's ads, constantly talking about the globalists have declared war on the people of the world. It's based on that speech that Jacinda Ardern gave at the United Nations, where she said, we, the governments, are at war with those who disagree with us. And every single world leader in that room got up and gave her a standing ovation. They agreed that they are at war with us. So my question is, people, you know, and this is a rhetorical question, what do you do when people declare war on you? If they've declared an information war, we're fighting that information war. You know, if they've declared that you are a threat because they're at war with you, then you must consider them a threat.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've got, I think we've got two bail conditions now. One is to, you know, let the state know where we reside. And the other one is basically not to incite a civil war. So, you know, this is exactly what they're afraid of. The people that once they wake up, they don't want the people to actually, you know, really take part in this war. They want a one-sided war where they just destroy everybody and, have this whole world for themselves. I mean, it's a complete joke that they're trying to say the place is overpopulated, but they're trying to somehow make humans feel bad for being human. The whole, you know, climate change narrative is a war on carbon. Yeah, because we're the carbon and they want to get rid of us. And that it really is the Hunger Games society, as Alex Jones has talked about for years. They really simply want, you know, this, especially in New Zealand. New Zealand is a playground for these elites. So many of them have hideouts here. So many of them have underground bunkers that they can come to, when they burn down the rest of the world. And, you know, New Zealanders have to wake up. What I want to say as well about New Zealand is we are so apathetic. You know, we go along to get along. We don't want to rock the boat. It's a hangover from our English roots. You know, we don't really say what we're thinking. And unfortunately, that's led to huge tall poppy syndrome, where anybody who's actually trying to stand up and do the right thing, they just chop you down. They constantly nitpick. They look at every little thing. I mean, Liz Gardner has recently experienced it in her campaign. We've been experiencing it for, you know, over 2 years. But what we have to look at is people who are doing the right thing. We've got to get behind them and actually just show our support, because not everyone has the courage to speak out, but everyone has a part to play. And, you know, we've got to actually be in this together, because otherwise we're just going to, be taken out by this war from these psychopaths.
Hannah, if we sit here and tear one another down, the people that are on the ground fighting for humanity, the ones who are orchestrating these attacks on us are absolutely laughing and enjoying themselves. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back for the final segment with Hannah after this short break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite.
Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
When I was in the United States recently, I visited the InfoWars studio and met some of these amazing people that work behind the scenes, got to sit down with Owen Schroyer for a full hour. And let me tell you, these are some of the most wonderful people, polite, genuine, hardworking, they care. The amount of effort that goes behind bringing the world such crucial information as you've seen today with this ongoing coverage of this story in New Zealand. It's hard to appreciate unless you've seen it for yourselves, but being someone that works in media, I can tell you, it's a lot of hard work, and this isn't me, patting myself on the back. Hannah, I'm sure would agree, it's very rare that we talk about that aspect to it. It does take a lot, but it's a joy and it's an honor. And so I'm just so honored to be part of this battle for humanity. Z Media is something that I am incredibly proud of. I wanted to tell everyone I got my book, The Great Awakening, just the other day in the mail and signed by Alex. I ordered the signed copy, number one, because I love Alex and I think he's an absolute hero, and number two, because I want to support this broadcast. So I encourage everyone to do the same. I've got another book of Alex's on my shelf. I look for ways to support independent media. If you're in New Zealand, please support Counterspin. If you're in Australia, support Z Media. Everyone support InfoWars. Do what you can to keep the truth alive while we still can, because the day is coming. If they have their way, the day is coming where it's not only going to be illegal to speak, it's going to be illegal to think against the government. And Hannah, you said something which I didn't actually know about. your bail conditions are that you wouldn't incite a civil war. I don't recall a time I've ever heard you inciting a civil war. What it shows me is that these people are terrified. Terrified of the public rising against them, and I'm certainly not trying to incite anything here or rope you into inciting anything. I don't want to see that. But what I do see is people becoming furious to the point where they're saying, if these politicians don't respond, that is what we're going to resort to next. I don't want that to happen. I don't want it to happen. But the reality is that the public are very, very angry. And so I want to circle back in this last segment that we have, Hannah, to the need for more whistleblowers now and the need for the public to push back, to really demand now transparency from the New Zealand Ministry of Health, to demand that Winston Peters and other politicians stand up now. Winston Peters says he wants a COVID inquiry. Now's the perfect time to talk about this. I'll let you speak, Hannah.
Yeah, we definitely need more whistleblowers in the medical field. We personally are calling for whistleblowers of the Christchurch Mosque. We are doing a documentary about that. We want to show people the truth. Samantha Edwards is helping us with that. There are whistleblowers in all sorts of industries. There are scientists, you know. Even in education, what's happening with the transgender stuff. You know, we need people from all these government organisations, even the corporations, coming out, telling us the truth. What are they saying? Because we are actually in the time of the whistleblower. These people are the ones who are actually going to bring this information war to a head because they know the truth. We're all sitting here on the outside, often speculating, but it's because of a lot of whistleblowers from the past that have come forward. I mean, I want to pay, you know, homage and tribute to Alex Jones and the likes of David Icke. These great strong men that have stood up for years. I mean, in my awakening, it was always the men that were able to articulate and distill the information that they were actually getting from the whistleblowers to bring it forward. But Kerry Cassidy, she is the prime, in my opinion, female investigative journalist that has been doing this from the start. She kind of really promoted this gonzo style, really off-the-shoulder style filming. She has brought a lot of whistleblowers' information to light over the years. She's really worked her weight in gold. She doesn't get enough attention now in the alternative media, but she's one of the old-school truth tellers that has captured hours and hours of whistleblower footage. People really need to go and check her work out. And, you know, I just want to carry on back to your point of being really grateful for all the support that Counterspin has had from the very beginning. You know, we started from humble beginnings. We're still operating from humble beginnings. We have people that are currently supporting us with our accommodation and, you know, our whole life here in New Zealand. We've got people that donate. We've got people that share. Obviously, not everyone is in a position to donate, and we don't expect people to, you know, put themselves in a precarious position. But we're so grateful for all of that. And we couldn't do it without you. So, yeah, whistleblowers, come forward to us. Email us. You can email Calvin directly. He's kind of spearheading this project. host@counterspinmedia.com. If you have any information and you want to blow the whistle on the Christchurch mosque attack, we really want to hear from you. There's so much information that still needs to come out about that. And you guys are the brave ones. And like Steve said earlier, we want to support you all as well. We don't want to leave you in the lurch. We do want to, you know, get funds if any of you come forward and, you know, you are in an embarrassed position and you have to go to court. You know, the people are going to rally around you. They're not going to leave you in the lurch because you guys are the ones that are the true heroes of this whole information war that we're currently in.
Well, I gave the example recently of Dr. Mark Hobart, who is a very, very amazing, brave doctor from Australia, who was raided by, you know, authorised officers and had his patient records stolen by these authorised officers, which, by the way, isn't supposed to happen. But that happened in Australia, and they weren't charged with, you know, accessing private information. And so he said to me, Maria, I don't regret it. You know, I spoke to him before he came out publicly, and he said, I don't regret what I did at all. I've had so much support from the people. I've had so much, tremendous.
Maria, because I want to say, Calvin went to the court case on Monday. He was there. You know, it was, we put out the call to get everyone to support this whistleblower, because this is, that's the time you need to support them, show them that they're loved. Barry was so excited to see Calvin there, and you know, the court was packed. He got a round of applause when he entered the dock. But the other interesting thing I want to tell people is that there was Calvin found out that there's a human rights lawyer who actually is hopeful and seems to think that Barry actually has a good case, because he did not use that information for malicious intent. He did not use it for personal gain. He genuinely is using it to help people. So under what legislation can he actually be we know that the judicial system here is corrupt and they can do what they want, essentially. But if they were playing it straight, there's no way he'd be locked up, because what he was doing was for good purposes. He wants to save people's lives, and he actually wants to stop this crime going any further.
Yes, I mean, to say that his crime is his intent, I think is really silly on their part, because his intention is clear. He tried to warn the politicians. We said this at the start. He tried to warn the higher ups. He tried to say, hey guys, we need to do something about this. And what other recourse do you have? The court of public opinion. And I mean, again, I'm not a legal expert, but really, this is where so many people have resorted to, because they keep hitting brick walls with these authorities. And so I see him as an absolute hero. He watching him this morning and seeing that he's in good spirits. One thing that I really wanted to mention, Hannah, and this is why I was talking about Dr. Mark Hobart, you know, genuinely feeling liberated by breaking his silence. Barry genuinely feeling at peace. He had a good night's rest despite all of this.
Yeah,
so this is for the whistleblowers. Go on.
He can sleep at night. His conscience is clear now. You know, he's done the right thing. He's connected with his heart, and he's used his actually intelligent brain to actually get this information out to the public. He's not living in fear. And I really, really applaud him, and I really implore everybody in their own lives to actually find out where they can start acting in the right way and let go of fear and stand up and be counted, because we are all here to be counted. This is not, you know, an Alex Jones show or a Maria Z or a Hannah Spira show. It is for everyone to stand up, play their part. This is the Great Awakening within each and every one of our own selves, not only showing the corruption within politics and the corporations and this whole dark system, but each and every one of us needs to actually find that light, connect with it, and do the right thing. And you know, if you're a Christian, or if you're godly in any way, whatever religion, you find the truth within that religion, connect to it, and just do the right thing, because it's the right thing to do. Not because you get credit, not because you're helping people, not because you get kudos or you become famous or a celebrity. Simply because it's the right thing, you can rest your head at night and sleep peacefully.
Absolutely. We're almost out of time here today, Hannah, so I just want to back up what you're saying. You, and this is, you know, kind of why we spoke about the personal cost, where doing the right thing is the most fulfillment that you'll get in your life. Just look at Barry, look at his relief, and to all the would-be whistleblowers, understand that you will not have peace until you come out, so please do the right thing now, as Barry has done. Hannah Spira, Counterspin, and all the wonderful people in New Zealand, thank you for your bravery. We really, really appreciate you. Thank you to InfoWars and the crew, and to all the viewers. God bless.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.